I wish I had a cat in the house.
Did you?
5-year-old Kaylee Harris is looking for her yellow cat, Willow. Willow's a stray.
He adopted us and said we adopted him.
Willow and Kaylee are part of a household on Lyman Lake, south of Superior, that includes James and Tracy Harris. Both are out of work. James is struggling with multiple sclerosis, and Tracy's trying to make ends meet. Twice, their small home in the woods has been in foreclosure.
We put our heart and soul into this house, so we don't want to lose it. You know, it's everything we've fought for, and it's ours. We made it our own.
Tracy Harris has been out of work for more than 2 years. She is in a category called long-term unemployed. She's not alone. 45% of unemployed people have been out of work across the country for 6 months or longer.
This is the worst I've seen.
That's employment specialist Tom Kovac in the Ashland office of Northwest Concentrated Employment Program. For 23 years, Kovac's worked with unemployed people to retrain them and help them find work.
I tell them it's a roller coaster. You're going to have lots of ups and downs, and even consider an interview a success.
In May, almost one half of people without work were considered long-term. By comparison, the deep recession of the early 1980s peaked at 26% of unemployed people were considered long-term. In May, it was 45%. Economic Policy Institute economist Heidi Shearholz is a specialist on this.
So this is just way out of the experience of anything we've seen, and it just speaks to how deep and long this downturn has lasted.
Shearholz says state and federal budget cuts fly in the face of people out of work.
Given the way policy choices are being made, that we're not going to generate jobs, we're instead going to make deep cuts that will make the job situation even worse. It's hard to argue that people are hearing the voices of the unemployed and the long-term unemployed.
Genesis Attachments in Superior is hiring 15 to 20 new people. Plant manager Matt Cedar says they get about 5 to 10 applicants for every opening. He says they don't attach any stigma to people who've been out of a job for a long time.
No, I would say not with us. We look at the skill level of the people, especially when you look at people that are manufacturing our product. And if they have the right skills, it doesn't matter if they've been unemployed for a while or not.
The national numbers show almost 5 unemployed workers for every new job, but Cedar says people shouldn't get discouraged.
Don't give up. If you get no or at one place, continue to apply. The market and the industry is coming back, although slow, but it is coming back. So don't give up. Keep a good attitude and be honest.
Back at Lyman Lake, Tracy Harris says she has several down moments, even as she tries to get back into the workforce.
I'm frustrated. I don't get angry. It's not going to help anything if you get mad. So I'm just... It's discouraging, yeah. You just got to keep on trudging on. I'm a fighter, so.
Fighter or not, Harris says she has good days and bad days. The worst is when she feels invisible.
I do. Sometimes. Yeah, or like I'm falling through the cracks. Yep.
She says she's worked since she was 16 years old, now nearly 40. She says this all feels very wrong to her. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio at Lyman Lake in Douglas County.